love. Rashad and Joe share their predictions and look back at last week to see if they still love their picks. It's time for Who Do You Love? Part of Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Let's win some money, shall we? Did you guys do this last week or no?
We did. Do you remember the picks last week, Jordan? Did you write them down? I wrote them down.
You wrote them down. I don't. I was.
I wrote them down, so. But I didn't keep them.
I mean, as soon as the show was over, Kobe right into the garbage can over here. Like, I thought that, you know, we had them. We can always go back and listen.
I was going to say, we'll check the tape. And then what I can do is I'll be an honorable man and I'll go through my NFL bets last Sunday.
Okay.
Because I did have a parlay that I know didn't hit, but I'll go through my single bets from last Sunday, and I will create a three-game selection of what I did last week, and I will apply that to last week's Who Do You Love? Because I think I even said, I was like, I'll text you guys some picks, or I think I said it to Jordan earlier in the week. I was like, I'll send you some picks for Who Do You Love, and I never got around to it. So
that happens.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Okay, last week I took Texans to cover, wrong. Rams to cover, which by the skin of their teeth at the very end of that game against the 49ers. Oh, my God. And then I took the Seahawks to cover against the Dolphins, which definitely hit there as well. So not bad. But, yeah, the parlay did not go as well.
Players mess up, bro.
This week, what I am going with. I saw on the TV a little bit ago what the weather situation is like right now in New York. The Denver Broncos and New York Jets are playing, and that is going to hit the under.
It's
going to
be nasty.
They're not going to be able to throw the ball. It is a torrential downpour. It is ugly. The Broncos had a great week last week. Perfect spot for a letdown here after a big upset against the Buccaneers. The Jets' defense is nasty. And their offense, it's not like their offense is world beaters this year either. The Jets, I don't think they've yet to score over 30 points in a single game. I think the most they've scored is like 24. And that was the game against the Patriots a couple weeks ago. So I'm taking the under in the Jets Broncos this week of 39.5.
I'm going to go with Jacksonville visiting Houston today, one of the 10 a.m. games. Houston is favored by 5.5 in that game. I think that sounds about right, considering where Jacksonville, you know, is. And that
got bet up.
Yeah, I mean.
So people are with you.
Okay, so basically Jacksonville sucks, and they haven't scored over 20 in any of the three games they played thus far. The over-under for this game is, what, 44.5? I think I'm taking the under just because I don't really feel that you have to really beat Jacksonville by a lot to be able to beat them. So I'm taking the under in that game.
Texans, Jags, under 44.5. That's what I'm hearing?
That's what you're hearing.
All right. Jordan.
Vegas obviously knows something I don't hear, because I think this Minnesota-Green Bay line is pretty redonkulous at only 2.5 in Minnesota. Even though they're on the road, I get that, and road teams usually aren't favored, so they are 2.5-point underdogs. But, said it last hour, they blitz just about as much or as much as any other team in the NFL. Their defense is tough against a quarterback in a boot today. I'm not saying Jordan Love's not good, but is he going to be 100%? Absolutely not. They're bringing him back way sooner than they thought that they would get him. I do think Minnesota covers on the road today, plus 2.5.
All right.
But that's a trap. Like, Vegas knows something I don't hear, and I'm a little upset, like, putting this down, because, like, it's going to go the other way, and I'm going to see why in about 10 minutes.
Well, and that's why I am going Packers minus 2.5.
Yeah.
I feel like that it's one of those that, yes, the Vikings have looked amazing to start the year. Their defense is really good, but they are not at home. Again, I feel like it's been a great start for them, but the Packers are the better team. While they will have Jordan Love back, I think they're going to be very run heavy.
Yeah.
I think they're just going to try and dominate the line of scrimmage. And I feel like this is where the Packers finally, or the Vikings, get their first loss. And the Packers, again, at home in Lambeau, showing them who the better team is. So I will take Packers minus 2.5, because, yeah, that's gotten bet down. That opened up at 4.5, I want to say, earlier in the week. So getting them at 2.5, tasty. I'll take that.
I guess I'm going to talk about a game we talked about a little earlier, Joe, and that's the Bears hosting the Rams today. The Bears are a 3-point favorite in that game. The Rams have been in most of their games, they've been close games, right? They had a 3-point loss. Let me look at their schedule.
The win last week went down to the wire.
3-point win last week against the 49ers team. They had a big loss against the Cardinals, and then they lost by 6 against the Lions. I think you've got a Bears team that, you know, they've got some things going on, but last week they were finally able to figure out how to score in this league. I think being a 3-point favorite at home in Chicago, I like that. So I'm going to go ahead and take the Bears, you know, that favorite by 3 today.
Bears covering the 3, huh?
Yeah, I'm taking that.
That is one of those weird lines where, kind of like what Jordan says, it's like, what does Vegas know that we don't? Because, I mean, I understand the Rams are injured, but they still have McVay and Stafford, and I feel like that's always going to keep them in games. But, with the Bears' offense, how they look. Now, the Bears' defense, very good.
Very good.
So,
offense
again,
can't figure it out.
That's where I'm wondering, one of those, if this is just a weird game where the Bears win like 17-10 and they have multiple turnovers and like a defensive touchdown or something like that. Kind of like their week one game against the Titans. Very odd line in that one. Jordan, pick number 2.
This is another risky pick right here, but the good old Arizona Cardinals and Washington Commanders, I'm looking at the total. It's very high, 48.5, but I'm assuming it's so high because you're looking at two, you know, run-first quarterbacks that have some wide receiver weapons to take advantage of in Jaden Daniels and Kyler Murray. The Cardinals' defense is not that great. I think they're like 24th or 25th in all of the NFL in defensive rankings. But Jaden Daniels is a rookie, right? I've seen good from him, and I've seen bad from him. So I feel like there's a good chance today that the score doesn't even hit 40. I feel like both teams are going to have to play peak ball for that to happen. So I say under 48.5 Washington and Arizona today. That's a 1 o'clock game.
Under 48.5 Commanders and Cardinals. All right, the last one for me, deep cut. I'm going to deep cut. Seeing reports earlier in this week that the Bears are looking to make maybe a possible change at running back because DeAndre Swift is not even averaging 2 yards per run this season. Understandably, as I said earlier in the show, the Bears' offensive line is absolutely trash, but they're going to give Roschon Johnson an extended look today. And I see on the books that he is 31.5 rushing yards is his prop bet. So I'm going to take Roschon Johnson over 31.5. Ooh. Deep cut on the album.
Oh, man. Well, just for betting's sake, I'm going to go ahead and go with the New England Patriots visiting the San Francisco 49ers today. 49ers
are
favorite at 10 points, or a 10-point favorite. I'm definitely taking San Francisco needs a get-right game. These last couple of games, while they haven't lost by a lot, the Patriots have scored a total of 33 points in the last 3 games that they've played. San Francisco is capable of scoring a whole bunch of points.
They have a chance of scoring 33 in this game alone.
They have just today by itself. And so the line is, again, San Francisco favored by 10. I think they're probably going to win by a little bit more than 10 today.
Taking 49ers minus 10.
I am, yeah.
I love it. Love the balls.
Considering that the Jets ran all over them last week, I think San Francisco can pretty much have their way with this team.
And Jordan, last one to wrap it up.
I like the odds on this one. Saquon Barkley, anytime touchdown is at minus 140. I think minus 135 to minus 145 most books is what I'm seeing in the Eagles-Tampa Bay game in just about 10 minutes. I think Saquon is like one of the only guys that can consistently score for Philadelphia. It's like they went away from the tush push, so they're just handing it off to Saquon now. So Saquon Barkley, anytime touchdown today.
And I'll shout out the Vancouver Ford texter. 4-leg parlay. Minnesota covering the 2.5. New Orleans covering the 2.5. Miami, Tennessee under 36.5. And Washington, Arizona over 50. I love all of that except the Minnesota plus 2.5 because I have the complete opposite. So I love 3 out of 4 of those bets. So for your sake of winning money, I hope it happens. But at the same time, I hope it does not. All right, we wrap the show up next here. Football Sunday. And we are one day away, folks. And you'll know what I mean next here. Football Sunday, 1080.